The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's cold.
Sure is.
Yeah. You know, what else do we say about it? I mean, it's cold.
It's winter now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always feel like it's winter when it comes November, even though technically it's not.
Right.
But January now has brought on colder temperatures.
Yeah, it wasn't bad in December, yeah, man. It's cold out there, and you know, but hey, like you said, it's time. It needs to be cold now, so that's just the way that it is. And the what have you been observing, Mike, if you've been out and about at all? Crowds around restaurants, crowded, not crowded, you haven't been going around. What have you been seeing? Anything?
Ooh. I'm going to say quieter, but don't hold me to that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. That's why I asked. I want to know if your experience was the same as mine.
But I also think that's a little bit of the post-holiday. Everybody kind of did their shopping, and everybody did a lot of running around, and everybody kind of did a lot of spending. Mm-hmm. And I think it's generally quieter. Like, had to go to the mall the other day, and it was, like, empty and dead compared to any other time. But I get it. You know, people just did all their shopping a few weeks before, so I don't know.
You know what I'm interested in? I had this thought in my head. I'm wondering, I'm curious to see how returns are this year for stores. And the reason that I'm asking, and I'm making this statement is, now with the Omicron or whatever it's called, you know, being is so, you know, prevalent right now, and you know, people have it and stuff, I wonder if returns are going to be lower this year. Because people aren't going out, and they're just going to keep, you know, they got that ugly sweater, and they're going to just keep it this time rather than take it back.
Maybe. I mean, that's a point. That's a valid point. No doubt about it. You know, but I could tell you this, being out and about, everybody's masked up.
Yeah,
I know for a while it was kind of like, you know, mixed bag, people still wearing them, people without, but it almost feels like it's back to that beginning again, where every time you go out, you see somebody with a mask on.
Yeah, I hope we follow the same pattern that they had in South Africa, though, because, you know, it peaked and dove down just like the Delta did earlier in this year. So, you know, let's see what happens there. But let's hop over to the, you know, to the economy and the markets here, Mike. We saw some pretty good job creation numbers came in. The 10-year treasury has the yield on that has spiked up significantly. You know, the bond market is feeling a little bit of pressure. This is something that we have to continue to emphasize to people here. You can't just sit pat on your bonds right now and say, oh, you know, whatever it is, it is. You know, you need to make sure that you're addressing this, because in increasing interest rate environments, it's not uncommon for bonds to see a lot of pressure.
No, and, you know, interest rates are definitely headed higher. I mean, the Fed has basically said so. And matter of fact, I think there was recent minutes from a meeting, and they kind of tipped their hand and said it may even be sooner than later, or sooner what the market anticipated. So rates are going to go up. You know, again, to what degree, we'll see. I mean, I guess a lot's got to play out here. As always, there's a lot going on, right? There's the COVID deal going on. Has that impact the economy? There's inflation. They want to raise interest rates. The economy is doing really good. Job creation's great. So it's a mix. It's crazy, you know, and I know our folks listening and even us, I mean, that's more economy, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, that we're covering here. And they probably maybe don't even get it all, you know, as they're sitting here listening to
right.
it. But I could just, I mean, I'm just telling you, it's just, I don't remember all too often there's this many different factors. I mean, good or bad going, you know,
right.
Back
there's
and
just
forth.
Factors.
Yeah.
Just that have things to be taken, yeah. things that have to be taken into consideration. Yeah. You know, I saw information that came out, and I think it was from November, that November was the largest month of people quitting their jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. Was right. Right. We saw that.
Yeah.
But it's a very misleading thing by itself. Because when you look at it further, is that, yeah, okay, so, but did they come out of the workforce? And the answer to the equation is, came to us this week, I believe, no. They didn't come out of the workforce. Because when you read that information, it says they quit their job. But it doesn't say they went on to get another job or a higher paying job or an improved job. So when you see that information and you see the data of the quote-unquote job creation, because that's all they count is like new jobs. They don't subtract the ones that were lost out of it. Then you say to yourself, oh, okay. I think that it's misleading to think that people are just quitting working. I think they're moving on.
No, I heard there's a whole, you know, phenomenon going on that people are jumping because of the need for employees.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shortage right. of workers, for lack of better words. That there's this whole thing going on that people are actually jumping around or changing. You know, it's like saying, oh, I'm a waiter, you know, at this mm-hmm. at this place. Well, I really don't want to do that anymore. So, but there's an opportunity over here for me. And they're moving around. And like you said, not necessarily quitting.
Right.
It's funny. I saw the same thing. And I'm like, you know, I just scratched my head. I'm like, why would you quit your job?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without another job. So but, I automatically assumed you had another job.
Yeah, it because, didn't. Yeah,
what do you say? I'm just quitting to quit.
Yeah, but the data didn't say that. The way that the articles and the data came out, it led you to believe that people were just saying, I'm not working anymore.
Yeah, well.
You know?
What are you living off, osmosis? You know, it's like.
Well, God only knows, right? You know? So, but the point here being is that there's a lot of action and activity going on out there right now that, you know, people need to pay attention to. And it's going to impact the investment markets, all right? We say often that the economy and the markets, they're two separate things, and they are. But there's periods of time when one can influence the other significantly. And we're in a period of time, I think we're going into a period of time like that right now, Mike. And being thoughtful and aware and knowing what's going on with your situation is really important right now.
Sure is. And then just to stick to the markets and the economy and all, what I'm kind of hoping we get to, and we will eventually, is fourth quarter earnings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, earnings season, you know, fourth quarter just ended December 31st. We'll be hearing from all the major companies, obviously, in due time. And I want to hear, how did they do in the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's looking back. But I want to hear what they have to say going forward, and what are they casting out for 2022?
Yeah, because, you know,
how are they seeing things?
Mike, there's a lot of businesses out there that are interest rate sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, and that they can do well when interest rates are low, but they don't do well when interest rates are high. But to the other side of that equation, Mike, there's businesses out there that do much better when interest rates are high versus when interest rates are low.
Yeah, and a lot of companies, folks, not only when they report their earnings, but they give you what they see for 22, and they're able to do that because let's just think about this. When it comes to airlines and hotels and entertainment, so much of that is reservation that they already know, hey, you know, July, we're booked up as a hotel, or the airlines, or, mm-hmm. you know, we're really, you know, we really sold a lot of seats. And so they can kind of tell you what they're seeing. And I'm just, with everything that's going on, all the different variables and factors, whatever you want to call it, I'm really interested to see what is said over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because, you know, one of the industries that could potentially be harmed by increasing interest rates and increasing inflation is the travel and tourism industry. You know, and that's, you know, that's very, you know, important to understand. Is it going to pan out that way? Well, you never know. And that's where knowledge, wisdom, and experience come into play. And you start looking at different playbooks and what was done during certain economic periods previously to help insulate people against potential downsides, but also provide them with opportunities for upsides. You know, Mike, one of the things that we do on the show here a lot is talk about things that people should worry about and keep an eye on, right? Because we don't, we want to try to make people avoid mistakes, right? Because we know that if we can avoid mistakes, our chances of success are dramatically better. But what we don't do a great job of talking to people about is not only avoiding mistakes, is taking advantage of opportunities. The two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, for us to say, yeah, you know, like, yeah, that's obvious, but it might not be to the people that we're talking to out there. So avoiding a mistake is one thing, but also taking advantage of an opportunity is something additional. And if you can start to have good strategies in place that work those two together, that's the special sauce, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, I'm going to take you back into yesteryear when, you know, doing the show some 25 years. I remember times when, you know, the economy wasn't doing well and interest rates were getting slashed.
Mm-hmm.
Fed cut them again. And the market sometimes wasn't cooperating and it was a bad year for the market. And you and I were on the show telling people, hey, interest rates are low. They're at record lows or whatever, you know, for that mm-hmm. time. Did you look at refinancing your mortgage, refinancing your debt? Did you do this? Estate tax planning, when mm-hmm. estate taxes were really biting everybody, did you address that? Did you update your wills? So we were always talking about there's an opportunity there.
Right.
You know, it's not about was the market up yesterday. That's the only opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're trying to say.
Well, yeah. And as well as the market, right? You want to make sure that if there's opportunity in the market that you're having the chance to take advantage of.
Right. Of course. But I'm just saying there's a lot to your whole financial world.
And it's just, it really is. We know this because you folks, you listeners, tell us this, is that for a lot of you out there, it's just confusing and it's overwhelming and it seems complicated. And I think that one of the, you know, the beautiful things is, Mike, is our process that's made it easy for people. You know, it makes it easy for people to come in and take advantage of this. So maybe they can potentially take the worry off the table for themselves about uncertainty and not knowing what's going on.
Hey, Doug, I'll tell you another area of that you got to try to always take opportunity or advantage of, and it affects everybody. I don't care if you're retired, not retired, is your cash flow.
Oh, sure.
How often have you looked at your cash flow and say, where are the opportunities to increase and to also a cut, you know, expenses mm-hmm. or adjust expenses.
Right.
You know, that's a whole area in itself.
Mike, I'm going to give you something for example that I did myself. And I think I might have mentioned this, you know, once before, because I have my phone set up to remind me to do this. All right. You know, when you have I have an iPhone and, you know, you can get apps that have subscriptions to them. And my kids get a lot of apps that have subscriptions to them. A monthly fee, $2.99, $3.99, an insignificant amount of money until you add them all together. Okay? So what I did the other day is, because I had a reminder in my phone, is I went and I checked all my subscriptions in my phone. Now, I saved like $36 a month from going in there. It was just all little stuff that you didn't pay attention to. But that 36, I don't know, what's 36 times by 12? 400 and something, right? So, I don't know, $425, you know, whatever it is money that I just saved. And, you know, I'm happy to, by the way, if anybody wants to know how to check that on their iPhone, give me a call in the office and I'll tell you how to, I'll walk you through it. It couldn't be any easier to do. You know, feel free to do that. It's one of those things we tell you to call us anytime. But if you want to know how to do that, I'll walk you through it. But that's just a little example of, you know, here we are, the guys that come on the radio, and we practice what we preach, right? We look for opportunities, you know, where they exist. And we also look for spots where maybe, you know, we're spending money we shouldn't be spending money.
Absolutely. And that's why I brought up the whole, you know, just looking for opportunities within cash flow.
Well, Mike, let's also talk about the other example that you gave me, because I like to let people know that we're regular just like they are. You just told me about one of the banks you had free banking on, and you didn't do any transactions there in a period of time, so they charged you $5, right? So, well, what's the sense, right? In a year, if you don't do anything in a year, you're going to lose $60, right? So you told me you went over and you made a small deposit into that bank. It needn't. They don't tell you you've got to put a large deposit in. You made a small deposit in, and so therefore you've gotten rid of that inactivity fee.
Yes,
$5, right?
Yeah.
So again, if we're paying attention to this stuff and we're telling you guys, like, we're not telling you to do things that we don't want to do. Now, we don't want to be the guys that are going to come in and micromanage your every single day. You know, 32 cents here, 48 cents there. You know, some of that responsibility has to go on your own shoulders.
You know, Doug, not to be like a fool or a joker or whatever you want to say, but like,
you are a fool and a joker.
Yeah, I know. But when you do the, like you're just talking about the $5 inactivity fee, and so many times, because it's on paper, it's so easy to be lazy and say, who cares? It's $5.
Right.
But, you know, would you drive down the road and just get a $5 bill and roll it up and throw it out the window as you're driving home today?
No.
That would be like, you'd be like, what, are you nuts? I would never do that.
Yeah. No, that's the same. And the same thing is what I held to my point with the subscriptions to the, you know, to the games or the apps that the kids are playing on their iPads or on their iPhones, you know, that they outgrew them or they just don't play them anymore, you know. And when the kid asks you, you know, when Jack asks me, Dad, can I get this? And I'm like, well, how much is it? And he's like, $3.99 a month. It's only $3.99 a month. So, yeah, you can get it. But when you stop using it, we need to get rid of it, right?
Yeah. And you know, Doug, and that brings up what jumped into my mind now is you and I, for the listener out there, how many times we sit down with people and they come in and they say, I don't have a lot of money and it's $300,000-$400,000.
Right.
Or I have this one account. You don't want to know about that. Why not? Well, I got like 12,000 in there, but I've done terrible. I picked a bunch of terrible stocks, and I don't care if I lose it. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's
one of those circumstances when you look at all the different areas, and you add them up, it adds up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not harping on it, but I saved $400 and something. Mike, that's just 400. It can be used for something else. It's, you know, whatever, Doug, it is, it's just not wasted.
Doug, you want to be prudent, and you always want to do the best that you can in any situation, no matter what the dollar amount is. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's as simple as that.
Yep, 100%. All right, let's hop to a break. Folks, I want you to pay attention to what goes on in the break here, because you're going to hear something very interesting, and we're going to talk about it as soon as we come back. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Hey folks, we've got some big news. We're offering an easy opportunity to gain some financial knowledge and information. On January 27th, at 6 o'clock in the evening, we're going to host a webinar on Zoom entitled Student of the Market. This presentation will feature information about historical market performance, benefits of a diversified portfolio, and the different types of bonds for different economic periods in time. This is going to be about an hour long, and there's going to be time for questions and answers. We really think it will be time well spent from the comfort of your own home. I don't think that we could make this any easier. To register for the webinar, please give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. For the presentation, we're not charging a fee this time, and we'll be giving away some great prizes during the event. So reserve your spot now by calling 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. 262-3722. Call now and join us on January 27th. All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, from time to time, we come on the show and we offer out different brochures, information packages, and sometimes we offer out workbooks, too. And we have one of our workbooks that we'd like to offer out to you guys here today. And, you know, it is about retirement income. And this is probably one of the easiest to follow. And I'm going to call it effective workbooks that we've come across. And we come across a lot of them, folks. And we do, you know, we do homework, we do research, we look at these things because we want to bring you valuable pieces and valuable items. And Mike, this booklet that we want to send out to people here today is really, you know, it stood the test of time for us here. And it's really a solid workbook.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, It's an easy read, Doug. It's what I like to call an easy read. It's not like, wow, you know, so much print and fine print and going through it all. And what are you talking about? And numbers and just blows me away. It's I honestly believe anybody could pick it up and get a lot of things from it, you know, and understand on the understanding point of it.
You know, one of the benefits to pieces like this, and specifically this piece, is whenever we meet somebody and we start to talk about retirement and retirement income with them, they've got some ideas and some things that, you know, they know about. But then sometimes, well, more often than not, I'll say, there's other things that we bring up and what's the very common thing we hear them say? Oh, I never thought about that.
Sure.
I never thought about that part. Oh, I didn't think about that. And one of the nice things about this workbook here is that there's, in bite-sized pieces, so many different topics that are in here that while somebody may be, you know, very, very well aware of, you know, different income-producing vehicles, for instance, they may not know anything about the 4% rule.
Sure.
And while somebody may know the 4% rule, they may not know anything about income-producing, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's one of the beauties of this piece here. And, you know, Mike, what people need to realize is what really happens when you retire is that your financial focus definitely shifts. There's no doubt about it, because you go from a point in time of accumulating assets to a point in time where we're trying to generate income from these assets. That's a big shift.
Absolutely. And Doug, you and I probably talk about it every week, right? It's all about when you retire, your cash flow, right? And retirement income is your cash flow. And that's your source of, you know, you're not strapping on the boots every day and going to work anymore.
Right.
You're in a retirement income mode of, here's what I have. Here's all my sources, whether it be Social Security, my investments, what have you. And I'm creating retirement income, and it better be enough cash flow coming in than going out.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And Mike, you know, folks, what we try to do is continue to give you stuff to educate you, but right in bite-sized pieces here. We don't want to, I'm not sending you a volume here of something, you know, to try to get through. It's bite-sized pieces, and if something piques your interest or you think it's important to you, then we look into it further. And, you know, I got to tell you, Mike, that's another thing that I'm really excited about. If the listeners heard, we've got a webinar coming up here on January 27th at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be a great webinar. And I love them because everybody can do it from the convenience of their own home and just log in and hear what's going on. Now, this is going to be an awesome presentation where we're going to talk about historical market performance. We're going to talk about, you know, different types of bonds and different economic, you know, circumstances, diversified portfolios, all this kind of stuff. And that goes hand in hand kind of with retirement income planning. So when you can really get this workbook in the mail from us in advance, then tune into that webinar with us it's really, I think it's a 1-2 punch that's going to be so valuable and so easy for our listeners to, you know, to get and to realize the benefit from, that I think we're going to have a lot of requests for this going forward.
You know, Doug, great point. And for everybody listening and the many loyal listeners, thank you very much, right? Let's start there. But this webinar that we're having is really almost like another version of our show, right? We're going to bring you education. We're going to enlighten you. We're going to get you to think. We're going to educate. So, you know, so as you tune in every week, get into the webinar. And like you said, it could be done from the easy, you know, the convenience of your living room couch or wherever you're most comfortable and sitting and relaxing. And the other thing, Doug, is in the past, you and I have done, you know, what we call the road shows, the dinners, mm-hmm. and gone out and had a night that we spoke about retirement income or what have you. And here we are, and it's just another way of how we do things. We're creating a webinar that's going to kind of bring the best of both, kind of like a radio program and a dinner, to the convenience of your telephone or your computer in your home.
Sure, and you know, one of the nice things, Mike, is it's going to be sort of like a fireside chat kind of setup, if you will. You know, a casual conversation. We're going to have a guest that's going to come on and give us some additional information, and it's going to be questions and answers too. You know, there's going to be interaction that you're going to be able to take advantage of there. So we want you all to sign up and tune in. It's as simple as calling in, registering, getting a link sent to your email, clicking on it and signing in. Listen, you don't even have to get in your car and drive in the cold to the restaurant to get, you know, a meal. You can do it right from home or your office or wherever it is that you want to do it. And you just got to pick up the phone and give a call. It's 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. And, you know, give a buzz. Say that you want to, you know, join us on the webinar on January 27th. It'll be at 6 o'clock in the evening. And like I said, I don't know, an hour maximum?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And the point is, Doug, is, you know, for everybody out there listening, if, you know, obviously you enjoy the show. If you enjoy the show, you certainly do not want to miss the webinar. And it's going to be, and again, it's going to be done the same way we do the show all the time, right? Not over your head, not complex. We're going to boil it down. We're going to get you to really, you know, understand it. And same as always.
Yeah. And, you know, and then the beauty of it is you get to actually see us, you know, doing this and participating in it. Yeah. So I don't know if that's a beautiful thing or not, but you'll get to see us. All right. So and also, if you'd like a copy of this retirement income workbook, we're happy to send this out to you. And please call and ask for it. We want to get them out to you guys. The number here is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And just say, you know, either you want to sign up for the webinar, you want the workbook, or you want both.
Yep.
Right? We would be very, very happy, as a matter of fact, if you selected to have both and come on. And we really want this to be, you know, well attended, because it's so easy. It is, you know, just a video webinar on there. And, you know, the more the merrier. It's not, you know, there's some people who have told us over time, like, I don't want to come to a dinner, you know, what have you. Fine. Here's your opportunity now. And then for those of you who've come out plenty before, feel free.
Yeah.
Right? Feel free.
You know, Doug, again, I've said it a couple times, right? I think it's kind of a crossbreed between the radio show and a dinner. It's a webinar. You know what I'm saying? It's not either one. It's kind of something different, but I think it's a mix of both.
Hey, Mike, you know, one of the other things inside of this workbook, to hop back to the workbook for a couple of minutes here, that is really important, and we give it some airtime. We absolutely do. Probably not as much as we should, is arranging for your retirement income as tax efficiently as you can. We see lots of mistakes being made here where people don't consider taxation and income taxation when considering what avenue to take their money from. And that goes into preparing for retirement as well. You know, one of the things that we try to encourage people to consider, if it's appropriate for their situation, is to make contributions to a Roth IRA or a Roth provision in their 401k or what have you, because that's a pot of money that's not susceptible to income taxes after, you know, age 59 and a half. And if you follow all the, you know, the rules that's necessary there. So I think that taxation, I know it's addressed in a workbook here to give people something to think about, is really important.
Well, you know, Doug, the thing about taxation, 100%, it's certainly important. And the more you keep, the better your cash flow is, okay? But here's the deal. Every year, we're getting into that season now, right? A couple more weeks, the 1099s, everything's coming home, and everybody's kind of geared up, and they run off to their accountant, and when they get news that they don't like, how, why is this? And then they just let it drift off into the night. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, Doug, that couple day of anger, I need to do something, I should do something, and they don't do it. And it's important. It's something that needs to be addressed in your retirement planning.
Yeah, it really, really does. And it's powerful, by the way. You know, it really, it is very, very powerful to pay attention to your taxation when it comes to retirement, because, you know, it can really help you out cash flow wise, as we were talking about, you know, how much money's coming through the door every month and how much has to go out. It's really something that's very important.
Sure is.
You know, so again, folks, pick up the phone, give a call. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Please, you know, join us. We'll talk about it again further for our webinar on January 27th at 6 o'clock. You got to call and give us your information. We'll send you out an email link to that. Or if you'd like to have the retirement income workbook sent out to you, we'd love to send you out that. And as I said earlier, both of them, please, you know, feel free to ask for both. Anything you want to add during this segment, Mike?
No, I think we're good.
All right. We're going to hop to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to you about things that we've been talking to other people just like you about over the last couple of weeks. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the show. And, you know, again, we hope that you call in to get the Retirement Income Workbook, as well as to join our webinar on January 27th, which will be at 6 o'clock in the evening. Very simple way to do it. Mike, favorite time of show. What have you been up to lately? Want to kick it off? Or you want me to kick it off?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do.
Go ahead.
Okay. A bunch of stuff going on, Doug. Quite busy. And seeing different things from existing clients and stuff, a lot of them wanting to just kind of sit down and kick off the year and who needs to make IRA deposits and just all that good type of stuff going on. But on the meeting newer people, what's been going on, Doug, is that come across a few people that have either sold a home and now have a large sum of cash. These are transitioning, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And they're either downsizing or moving or doing things, but they have this excess large size of money that they normally don't have. And they're like, okay, what do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And often you and I, you know, we'll talk about this. People have a hard time transitioning from retirement, you know, working and putting money into 401k and getting income off it and moving forward, but also selling a business I've come across, selling a home I've come across.
Mm-hmm.
And people really just don't know where to begin because they never dealt with this sum of money at one time to say, okay, I got to do this large of money from scratch. They're used to 401ks. Okay, I get it. I put away a couple hundred mm-hmm. bucks every paycheck over time. It built up to $600,000-$800,000, what have you. It stumps them.
Yeah, it really, really does. You're right. And it's, you know, it's a challenge for most people. We've spoken about this, you know, many times, but not in the same aspect that you're speaking about it right now, where they've maybe converted an asset like a home, you know, and it's something of that nature. Is we've spoken about it in time, and I wanted to talk about it. It's funny you brought it up as far as inheritance, because we've had people recently who have inherited money. And for people to inherit money, and they haven't had to deal with large sums of money before, it's overwhelming for a lot of them. And the unfortunate thing is I've seen some decisions made that I'm going to say I'm fearful that it was a bad decision by the person. And I say a bad decision, like I didn't necessarily know this person. So, but they inherited an IRA and they immediately cashed it out and took the money and paid the taxes. Now, I don't know their, you know, their complete overall financial situation, but I wonder, you know, did they explore the options with an advisor or a tax advisor to understand? Because, you know, under current tax law, you can defer that continually on for 10 years. And, you know, that could have some growth magnitude for you by leaving it in a tax deferred status for that period of time, as well as, if you took it out now, it gets lumped on top of your other income. Did it make your overall income tax situation worse? And did you just take the money out because you didn't know? You just got notified that you were the beneficiary of an account and took the money.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, people just do that. They see it's money and I'm going to take it. And, you know, tax ramifications, they don't care how much you're paying in tax. Because unfortunately, their logic is okay, let's just do a fake number. I inherited $100,000, and the taxes is going to be say $20,000.
Right.
$80,000 is still a lot of money.
Right.
It's free money. It's money coming in. It's, you know, what do I care? They're going to take the taxes right out of that $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just a different perspective of when they're inheriting money. But you're right, though, Doug. What we're talking about, though, or what I started talking about, though, is the different phases of getting money dumped onto you, right?
Right.
Now, what you brought up is the inheritance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you got to be careful. You get an IRA, stuff like that. There's tax landmines
right.
you have to be careful of, right? There's rules, how long before you have to take it out. Selling a home, selling a business, selling any asset like that, for the most part, it's kind of like, okay, we closed. Here's the check. What are you doing?
Yeah. Right. No. And then, you know, one of the things that has conversations we've had in the past is, you know, people have come to us after they've received, I'm going to use the IRA again as an inheritance, and cashed it out, and then said, okay, what can I do with this money?
Mm.
Well, if you didn't really need the money right away, the proper thing may have been to leave it where it was.
Yeah.
Or in an inherited IRA status.
Well, you know what happens too sometimes, Doug, is when people do that, you know, somebody passes away, mom, dad, whoever passes away, and say 2, 3, 5 beneficiaries are getting the money, they don't understand, or maybe they didn't like that investment. So they just say, give me the money.
Right. They don't understand that they could just keep it titled as, you know, an inherited IRA and put whatever investment they want in there.
Right. So it's just some bad decisions made.
You know,
there.
But you know where I see that mistake made more often than not, Mike, is when the money comes from somebody other than a parent.
Yeah.
If it's inherited from an aunt, an uncle, a friend, a brother, a sister, you know, whomever it may be, that's where I tend to think that mistake is made more often than not.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
So also, second thing I wanted to bring up is that in the because you never know category. All right? Because we never know. Please make sure your estate planning documents are up to speed, right? As you know, Mike, I have a client now that, you know, had a fall and needed to put her healthcare directive into action, and thankfully she had it. If she didn't have a healthcare directive in action, you know, it would be a really difficult spot. She also had a power of attorney in place. So it's because it was in place, it's not as bad as it could have. It the fact that she fell and needs help now is not compounded by the fact that people's hands are tied and they can't help.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, and you know, Doug, that's I don't want to call it a great story.
It's not a great story, it's a great example.
Yeah. You know, but that's somebody that listened and did all the right things and it turned out to be beneficial. And, you know, Doug, just from that standpoint that you brought up medical, I know way too many stories recently. I guess it's just the time we're living in where who passed away very prematurely.
Yep.
And I think we all know people. I think that's one thing that COVID has done to us, for better or for worse. It's put us in that same, you know, you can almost walk up to anybody and say, who do you know that was really young and passed away over the last 2 years? And almost seems like everybody's got a name for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also I've heard things lately of people have to go into the hospital and being rushed in for different reasons. And you know, that's what really, it's important. Don't assume, you know, and I say this all the time. So many things, a lot of things in your financial world may happen once or only happen once, but you better be ready and you better have it right when it happens, right? I mean, I could be, you know, I'm 55 years old and, you know, I haven't been knocked wood, I haven't been rushed to the hospital lately, but who knows? You know what I'm saying? My day can be at age 57, age 56, whatever, but when it happens, either you have it right or you don't.
Yeah, you know, Mike, there's a second story that I want to tell is that several years back, I went on a golfing trip with some friends of mine down in Florida. And a friend of mine on the trip introduced me to one of his coworkers who works for a division of their company down in Florida. Great guy. His name was Ralph. And, you know, we told him, you know, you guys should get to know each other. And Doug, maybe you can help Ralph out. And, you know, and I, you know, I approached him several times, like, Ralphie, come on, man, let's get going here. I'm happy to help you, you know, what have you. And there was always a reason why not, you know. My buddy told me the other day, Ralph died last week, 51 years old, Mike, two kids. And I said to him, I go, do you know if he ever did any planning or strategies with anybody? He goes, he didn't. You know, and it didn't need to be me. That's not the point. I wish it was me, because I know that there would have been a higher probability of him being set up properly. But 51 years old, massive heart attack, dude.
Yeah. And you know what? You and I just, you know, these things are tragic, but we look at things. Recently, I was told from somebody that somebody 34 years old passed away, two kids. And you and I look at things completely different. Yes, it's very tragic and all that. But the first thing I asked was, was there any insurance? Were they, you know, are they okay going forward, or what's the story? And unfortunately, what I got out of it was no. You know what I'm saying? And now the wife is left with two children, dependent upon parents, and the whole deal. And it's tough. I mean, it's just,
right.
I don't know. That's the one thing, though. I mean, we talked about this forever. Be prepared. You don't know who it is, young, whatever, old, be prepared. And I think the one thing that the pandemic over the last 2 years has taught us is you need to be prepared, right?
You know, one of the things we used to say, Mike, a lot on the show years ago was, do you want people to have to hold a spaghetti dinner for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
No.
You know, anything happened to me, I certainly wouldn't want the people in town to feel like, you know, my family doesn't have money, you know, and they had a hold of, you know, a spaghetti dinner to raise money for them, you know, give them, you know, you raise, you know, $1,500, very nice of them, but what are you going to do with that anyway, right?
Yeah, you know.
So, but let's talk, so those are all, you know, a couple of downer kind of things.
Yeah.
Listen, I got a telephone call this week from a client who told me, retiring this year, retiring in 4 months, ready to go, rocking and rolling. You know, the plan has been in place for a while, and we're getting to execute it. We're going to put it, you know, they're going to get retirement income through the door, and we've spoken about, like, this couple, Mike, they listen and they follow. So they're prepared. They know what they're going to do in retirement. You know, they're not just prepared for the income. We've done all that stuff. But they know what their life's going to look like in retirement. They got it mapped out. They're retiring on purpose. And that's such an awesome thing.
Yeah. And you know what, too, Doug? I'll share with you. I got a call, as you know, the other day. And is existing client. And we've gone through retirement and what it's going to look like. Certainly numerically and from an income standpoint and all that. And it was kind of like, okay, you know, kind of kicked the can down the road and, you know, we're going to address this. And all of a sudden I got a call out of the blue and it was almost like frantic, where it's like, I need to see you immediately because it's now. I want it to be
right.
Immediate. Some things are going sideways at work, et cetera, so on. And, you know, can you just come down one more time and verify all the numbers? Sure, absolutely. I mean, we've been prepared now for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, it's exciting, right?
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? You know, so, all right, let's hop to a break and, you know, we'll come back, we'll wrap the show up and we'll remind people about the webinar and some other fun stuff. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client, because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show, and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome into the home stretch here, and glad that you're investing some of your time. And I hope what we have spoken about today is resonating a little bit with you. And, Mike, let's talk a little bit about what our plans are for 2022 here for the radio show, for Wealth Management Group, kind of give people a heads up of what they can expect out of us from the year, and, you know, hopefully give them some things to look forward to.
Yeah, well, you know, first off, let's start with where it all begins, right? This program, our radio show.
Right.
And I think when it comes to the radio show, I'm going to say more of the same, right? Good content, trying to educate you, trying to get you to think, trying to get you to take that step forward and making a difference in your financial path.
Yeah. One thing that we hope is that you'll let us know what you want us to talk about.
Sure.
Like if there's something that we're not touching on, or we're, you know, Are we talking about something too often, you know, and your suggestions, you're not insulting us by a long shot by telling us what you'd like to hear us talk about, or if you think that we talk about a certain thing too often. So in order to do that, I'm going to urge you to go to our website, and that's wealthmanagegroup.com, wealthmanagegroup.com, and go to the contact us. Drop us an email. Let us know, you know, what you would like for us to talk about on the show here. And we're happy to, you know, as long as it's an appropriate topic, we're happy to try to work it into the rotation here. We want the show to benefit you. It's not for our benefit. It's for your benefit.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter to us. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're only too glad to do it. If there's a demand or somebody wants to hear it, we're happy to do it. Hey, Doug, I think on the other front, speaking of the radio program, the other thing, maybe a month, 2 months ago, we're kind of excited about was we thought we were getting back out on the dinner circuit,
right,
and having some great nights and some great locations and doing some interesting topics that basically the folks want, you
mm-hmm.
know, and but under the current situation,
right,
you know, what's going on with COVID spiking back up here, we're kind of on, we're going to say hold for right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we'll have to.
Not that we want to be.
Yeah, but we'll have to wait and see until certainly when, but when things get better, we're expecting to get back out on the road, which we haven't been for a while because of,
right,
of the situation. We really thought, I was hounding you, right? I mean,
yeah.
Hey, let's get a date. January, let's do this. February, let's set dates. Let's you know, let's roll. And lo and behold, you know, we get a spike here. So that's on hold. But We're going to do it in 2022.
Well,
we're going to be back, and you're going to hear some great events, and you know, from North to South Jersey, and you know, we're going to be out there doing our thing.
Yeah. So here's the plan, folks. Just so you know, is you know, if we're in this circumstance now where you know, it's the numbers are up, and it's and people may be uncomfortable coming out and getting together, we're going to do some virtual stuff here, right? We're doing the virtual. We got the first one coming out on January 27th, and we're going to do that. And if we have to do it, we're going to do it again in February. You know, we're going to do stuff.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. We're going to have stuff for you guys.
Educational nights
for you guys. We're going to try for something every month, except for maybe in the summertime. Maybe in the summertime we won't hit every month, but we'll see. All
mm-hmm.
right. But what we're going to do and what we're looking forward to is when it clears up and, you know, where people are more comfortable coming out again. And what I was looking forward to, Mike, is having the nights to come out and record the radio show live in front of you guys.
That's right. We had that lined up already.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's going to be a fun thing to get out there and do for, you know, for our listeners as well. And then, you know, inside of Wealth Management Group, we're going to continue to do, you know, what we do. We're going to continue to make sure that we stay on top of our continuing education, stay on top of cutting edge strategies and techniques for you guys so we can continue to bring good, solid recommendations. We're going to continue to be who we are, two regular guys who happen to understand the uses of money and analyze how to analyze financial information, and continue on just down the path of helping you guys accomplish what it is in your life in as easy a fashion as we can possibly do it. We really want to help you move forward, and we know that if we make it easy for you, there's a higher probability that more of you are going to do this.
Yeah, and another thing, Doug, I want to point out, because traditionally doing the show through the years is, this is a very active time of year where people have said, hey, can I come in and see you?
Yes.
I'm turning over that new leaf. I need some help. It's a new year. The holidays done. Whatever. You finally decided to go and come in and do it. We are open. We are seeing people.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, we're doing a webinar just to get out there to, you know, to the masses. And again, we can't really hold the dinner at this time. But as far as, hey, I want to come in, I want to set an appointment, I want to talk to you, I need you to look at this for me, cool.
Absolutely.
We're seeing people, you know,
we're seeing people in all our locations. We're seeing people in all our locations, but we're also seeing people in the format that's most comfortable for them.
Yeah.
So if, you know, there are some people out there who are more comfortable doing a virtual appointment right now, and that is fine. We're okay with doing that for you. And there's people out there who are okay meeting in person, as are we. We're very fine with it. And we want to get out there and we want to see you. So regardless of the thing that makes you most comfortable, we're available for you in any one of those circumstances. And I think that's important for people to know and understand, Mike.
Agreed.
You know, and if you're listening for the first time this weekend, thank you and welcome to the show. We hope you listen every weekend. We have offices in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, Manasquan, and Toms River. So if you can hear the show, we've got an office in close proximity to you. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're available to you. Now, just to remind you, what we've been referring to here is on January 27th at 6 p.m., we're going to be hosting a webinar where we're calling it Student of the Market. And what we're going to talk about during this is historical market performance, right? We're going to talk about the benefits of a diversified portfolio. And for right now, we're going to talk about different types of bonds that you should consider and maybe think about during inflationary times. You know, great information. And it's going to be set up in a forum where we can have questions and answers. So we want to know what's on your mind and see if we can, you know, help you and answer the questions that you, you know, may have, as long as they're, you know, pertinent to the situation. And then we're going to give away a couple prizes during the show as well. And if you'd like after that, you're certainly welcome, as always, to have a complimentary consultation with us. And you don't have to come to the webinar to have a complimentary consultation. We offer complimentary consultations out to, you know, our listeners on a weekly basis. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call. Now, for any one of those things, the telephone number for you to call is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's to schedule an appointment. That's to sign up for our webinar on January 27th at 6 o'clock, as well as to get a copy of the workbook that we were, the retirement income workbook we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Whatever you want, that's the number. Michael, you got anything to add here?
No.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope a whole bunch of you take advantage of the opportunities that we have out here for you. And, you know, we want to continue on. And don't forget to send us emails if there's anything in particular you'd like to hear us talk about. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, It's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.